Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Steal the Show by Michael Port. Sophie, I gotta ask, have you ever caught yourself thinking that some people are just born great speakers and you're not one of them?
Oh, absolutely. And this book completely dismantles that idea. Steal the Show is Michael Port's framework for treating every presentation, every meeting, every conversation as a performance, not in a fake way, but in a way that serves the people you're talking to.
Right, that's the key. He says the goal isn't to impress or prove how smart you are. It's to give your audience something meaningful that changes how they think, feel, or act. That shift from self-centered to service-oriented is huge.
Exactly.
And he introduces this concept called the hero's journey. You are not the hero, the audience is. You're the guide, the Yoda to their Luke Skywalker. Your job is to help them see themselves as capable of overcoming challenges.
That took so much pressure off when I first read it. Suddenly, I wasn't worried about looking smart. I was just focused on helping. But what about nervousness? I always thought I had to get rid of it.
Port says nervousness is just adrenaline, and adrenaline is fuel. Don't try to suppress it, welcome it. The goal isn't to feel calm, it's to feel alive. When you stop fighting it, you free up a ton of energy.
Yeah, I remember a part where he talks about commitment versus partial commitment. Most people hold back, protect themselves. They're partially committed, and the audience senses that gap. True commitment means throwing yourself in completely.
Right.
When you're fully committed, your body, voice, and words all align. He gives exercises for using your voice, pausing, making eye contact, not as techniques, but as ways to genuinely connect.
And he says the most spontaneous seeming performances are actually the most prepared. You rehearse so thoroughly that you can let go and improvise. That paradox of mastery really stuck with me.
There's also this idea of the big idea. Every speech needs one central point that everything else supports. If you try to say too many things, you end up saying nothing. Distill it to one sentence.
And vulnerability. He says audiences connect with speakers who are real, who admit their imperfections. That doesn't mean oversharing. It means showing your humanity. That creates trust.
One of my favorite parts is where he says the skills of performance apply to every interaction, not just speeches. Presence is a gift. When you're fully present, people feel seen and valued.
So the big message is, stop waiting for permission. The stage is already set. Every time you speak, you have the chance to serve and inspire. The only thing in your way is your own fear.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a good deal. So my takeaway from Steal the Show? Show up fully, serve your audience, and treat every moment as a chance to perform with purpose.
Exactly.
Every moment is a performance, and you have the power to choose how you show up. We'll see you in the next one.